This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa LaRochelle. Any conversation about risk these days naturally leads into discussions of financial markets. With significant bailouts and double-digit stock market declines around the world, banks are totally rethinking their risk management, customer profitability, and data transparency strategies. In this segment, I'm joined by Leo Tucker, a Cognos consultant who has 17 years of professional experience spanning technology marketing, consulting, and financial services. Leo has held senior roles with leading companies such as IBM, Cognos, S1, Adjoint Consulting, and Fifth Third Bank. His consulting clients have included some of the world's most innovative financial services, technology, and services companies. Here we discuss how banks are tackling a challenging market and how performance management software can help. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning, Lisa.
Industry experts are stating that the banking and insurance financial crisis of 2008 has caused the worst economic environment since the Depression in the U.S. What tone is in the boardrooms of banks and insurance companies? How are CEOs of these companies changing their thinking to adjust to this less than ideal marketplace?
Certainly in the executive ranks, the tone is somewhere on a continuum between stubbornness and panic. Many banks are actually looking at the prospect of bank failure, which we really haven't seen in the country on a wide scale in decades. Of course, the prospect of being bailed out by the government helps, but until all the details are known, that's still up in the air. It's important, though, to mention the differences between banks in situations like this. Some banks are in real trouble, especially those that dabbled in collateral debt obligations or really had let their underwriting standards slip. But a large number of banks, especially in the small and mid-tier, are not being hit as hard if they maintained tighter lending standards. In fact, many smaller banks see this as a time of opportunity to steal share from larger competitors. CEOs, CROs, and chief credit or lending officers are taking a close look at their credit and underwriting policies as a result of the crisis. Tightening policies is job one, so that's the first thing that they're working on. Combined with the simple fact that many banks are having major capitalization problems, there's very little credit available in the marketplace, which of course is the ultimate impetus for the bailouts across the world. What I think banks need to be careful of, if you play this chess match forward a couple of steps, is allowing the pendulum to swing so far to tighter credit that the banks fail to hit their growth targets. They need to remember the revenue side of the equation as well. Tighter credit obviously impacts banks' revenue potential, but the growth of the greater economy as well.
In terms of risk, what types of risk are the most critical to focus on? And what types of metrics are going to be increasingly important for banks and insurance companies?
Well, credit risk is the obvious answer here. Banks must focus on a couple of key areas right now. First, they must concentrate on delinquencies and collection efforts. Delinquency metrics are obviously things like 30, 60, and 90-day late loans. On the collection side, they want to look at metrics that indicate how the percentage of outstanding funds are being collected. Banks have collectors. They need to know how well these collectors are doing. Second, they must carefully monitor new loan originations to ensure that the situation improves. Metrics in this case include things such as average credit score and loan-to-value ratios. Operational risk is also quite important. Reducing fraud at a time when every dollar counts for banks can help to offset some of the credit losses. Also, some of the very issues with credit risk, such as delinquencies, may be solved with operational improvements. For instance, by monitoring the average time spent in underwriting per loan, the bank may find that its underwriters are not spending the time needed to make the best lending decisions. The other less obvious answer is reputation risk. Reputation risk can come in many forms. The last thing a customer needs is another reason to leave the bank. So banks should be very wary of metrics such as negative press mentions and lawsuits.
And what level of maturity are most banks at in terms of their ability to manage risk?
Most banks can measure credit risk today with point tools. Where they often fail is seeing the full view of credit risk across business units or legal entities, products, or geographies. Because so many banks have grown via acquisition, they often have one tool for one product or geography and different tools for others. They need to standardize on one process and one tool to more effectively manage credit risk. Other risk types, such as operational risk, are managed well in some cases and not so well in others. There's a huge disparity in this area. There are tools for fraud and money laundering that are pretty good. There are tools for monitoring systems and still others for monitoring processes. Again, a single view across all these systems would be hugely beneficial for most banks.
What have been some of the barriers to comprehensive risk management?
It almost always comes back to a mess of source systems. The effort involved in providing access to all data and then rationalizing that data and making sense of it can be daunting. But with the progress made in warehousing and, frankly, in using business intelligence to sit on top of multiple systems, this issue has been helped significantly. Once banks can actually see a comprehensive picture of the risk, they can begin to truly manage it.
Banks and insurance companies have traditionally been early adopters of performance management software. Can you give us a few examples of how innovative banks are using BI and planning to get faster, more accurate answers?
Sure. I think the most innovative banks have known for a long time that getting a single view of risk is vital. Even a single view of just credit risk across all businesses, geographies, and products is a great first step, since credit risk makes up so much of the bank's overall risk. Another innovative approach, though, is automating risk reporting, allowing the quantitative folks at the bank to spend their time analyzing information rather than putting it into spreadsheets. Finally, the most compelling strategy is to close the performance loop by taking the information learned from business intelligence and plugging it back into the financial planning software. This allows the bank to forecast risk more and more accurately.
And how is Cognos aligning its product strategy to assist them?
Cognos has had the performance management tools like business intelligence and financial planning for some time. With the IBM acquisition, Cognos is now integrating its direction in the risk area with IBM's financial integrated risk management strategy. As part of this, what Cognos has embarked upon most recently is a move to an analytic application specific to risk management. The first application, which is credit risk performance, actually provides the target data model and a set of between 70 and 100 dashboards and reports in a pre-built solution. This allows banks to get their credit risk reporting fully functional in less time than it would otherwise take them, and it provides industry-standard key risk indicators out of the box.
So, Leo, tell me a little bit more about the credit risk application.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So the credit risk application actually has five functional areas that we're covering. One is around loan originations, so that the user can understand the credit quality of the loans that they're originating now. The second is around front-end performance, which is primarily delinquencies. So again, we can see early on whether we have loans that are in jeopardy of not paying. Mm-hmm. Third is back-end performance, which takes the delinquency argument a step further. It's where we start looking into charge-offs and trying to understand whether those charge-offs came as a result of foreclosures, repossessions, or bankruptcies, that type of thing. Finally, the other two parts, one is profitability and financial. So all these delinquencies and charge-offs ultimately have an effect on the bank's bottom line. What we want to do is make sure we're monitoring the key profitability indicators along the way that risk is affecting. So we measure that within the profitability and financial portion. And then finally, the fifth area is around Basel II reporting. This is not meant to be a compliance reporting solution. It's a management reporting solution. But that said, we do want to monitor the key Basel metrics such as probability of default, loss given default, earnings at default, those types of things. So the value of the credit risk application is that banks are able to monitor credit risk from the beginning of the cycle when they're originating loans to the end of the cycle, which hopefully is when a loan is paid off or in a worst case when it's charged off. Along the way, they're going to be able to reduce delinquencies and hopefully reduce charge-offs, which is going to make a substantial impact to the bank's bottom line.
Thank you very much for joining us, Leo.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
For more information on IBM Cognos Solutions for Banking, please visit cognos.com/banking.
Want better visibility into your bank's performance? Cognos is the Hubble telescope for banking's black holes. With 17 years of proven performance management experience, like our performance management framework that shows you the sweet spots of information that truly make a difference to your performance, or our IBM Cognos performance blueprints that give you a head start to better decisions in key areas like customer profitability and risk. Get better visibility into your performance. Visit cognos.com/telescope today. That's cognos.com/telescope.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.